Well, guys, 43 million people will be traveling over this weekend. Now, if you believe this new survey, yeah, that's a lot of people. If you believe this new survey, the average American traveler hates going to the airport so much that they'd add 6.5 hours to their travel time if it meant they could drive and take road trips to their location instead.
Well, you know, it is a more enjoyable experience to drive for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Because, look, I used to take buses. I'm talking about when we were touring.
Oh, okay. Yeah, tour buses. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like, for example, if I was going, you know, okay, all of us lived in Atlanta for a period, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, if I was going to Birmingham to perform, I'm not going to get a plane. Or if I'm going to Orlando, mm-hmm. or I'm going to South Carolina, I'm going somewhere like that.
To a bus.
Regional.
I'm getting a bus, man, because if you got to leave in plenty of time, you got to pack, you got to get dressed, you got to get in the car, you got to get to the airport at least an hour and a half before. Mm-hmm. Then you got to sit there and wait.
Yep.
Then you got to board. Then you fly. Mm-hmm. Then when you land, you got to go to the baggage claim, get your bag.
Hate that.
Then you got to travel to the hotel. By then, you could have been where you was going.
Yeah. That's true.
Now, and you need to stop, Steve, because when you get your bag, that's a 2-hour wait. That's longer than the flight to get the bag.
Oh, man, I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, my gosh.
Baggage claim, I have stood there.
I don't know who working back there, man.
I know.
But when you see them throw your bag at it.
Yeah.
No, I saw you, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right, Steve. All that time when you, all that when you think about it, you could get on the road, put your luggage in the trunk, and be there.
And you just get to spend time.
In a couple of hours.
Yeah. Spend time with people.
More relaxing.
Yeah. I don't want to spend no time with nobody, Judy.
We took the bus when we went to Albany from Atlanta. Remember we had the show down there?
Yeah.
All of us was on there. We was having fun, weren't we? I thought we was.
Maybe just you.
Well, maybe it was just me.
Yeah.
I'm glad to be anyway.
He done changed again. We back at that. Let's go on, call it what it is. You ain't been in no damn baggage claim in a long time. No damn way. Your bag come right off the back of your plane, so I don't even know what you talking about. You ain't even stood in
Tommy,
no baggage claim, huh?
What's his frustration?
He ain't got no frustration. Roll out there up to his plane. Get out, walk up them steps. He on his plane. Ain't nobody telling him to get off a damn phone or nothing. He talking all the way through the flight taking off.
Look at God.
There ain't no seat belt on or nothing. Just sitting there. And sitting there pulling out, let me say what kind of cigars I got now, boy.
Look how God has blessed your uncle.
But once again, I ain't mad at it.
He ain't mad at it. Damn show sound like it. And then he get on the plane. Then he come all he got.
Yeah. 73% of Americans, Steve, agree with you. They consider road tripping a more pleasant experience than flying. You got to take your shoes off. You got to undress. You got to, oh, my God.
You know, we'll just lay on there naked and just go on through it.
Coming up, some more music and more fun on the Steve Harvey Morning Show.